and I felt good. We usually got out about 8:15, and I felt really good until about 8:15. Then I started feeling bad, and I'm like, so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what's wrong? He said, see, you not being there, the Lord spoke to me in here, not up here. Lord speaks to your spirit, man. But just quickly, he said, people get discouraged when you don't go, you know. And I never did it again, praise the Lord, you know, because I thought, man, just your presence. So just your presence encourages other people, praise the Lord. So I want to thank you for being here tonight. Well, are you believing?
Yes.
If you're not, go ahead and shift gears. Get in the place of expectation, hallelujah, because you know what I'm going to say. Expectation brings a manifestation. All through the Bible, the title tonight is Stand Firm. And we got some newbies up there going to learn how to run everything, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I walked over to Johnny, title is Stand Firm. I walked over to Johnny the other day, I think it was Sunday, and I asked him to start service off a lot unless the Lord deals with me differently. And I told him, I said, you know why I call on you a lot? He just looking at me and he said, faithful. I said, the Lord says, give these things to faithful men. I said, I can depend on you and count on you. That's the way God is when we're faithful. He gives us stuff. He'll use us, you know. What this deacon one time when I hadn't been saved very long, but he was an older gent. And these people prayed. I believe all the elders where I was going to church, like y'all are here to some, they were praying. They were believing. They expected God. And he'd stand up, you know, and he'd testify, and he'd say, just serve him, and he'll use you. God will use you. Just serve him. That's all he'd say. Not every time, but, I mean, he'd say it a lot. And I would leave there, and I'd be like, I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't know what serving the Lord meant, but I made up my heart and mind. I'm going to serve him because I wanted to be used. All of us want God to use us. You know, just like Mac telling, that's no coincidence. This lady lives beside him, and he's not all about Mac anymore because of Jesus. It's because of the Spirit of God on the inside of us. He's the one that makes us that way. He brings us in. How many knows the Bible says we're created in the image and likeness of God? You know, and he begins to transform our life. But I'm going to be talking about standing firm, believing God today, you know, because we got, you know, I hear a lot and see a lot on the news feed and media and different things. And the Bible even says that darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. He said, but arise and shine. There ain't but one way we're going to rise. That's in him. Staying in faith and walking in faith. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, church and some of the news feeds and even people and things are against the church. They're anti-church. They want to start home sales and all of the home, all that stuff, you know. And I thought, well, they got to get away from the epistles because Romans wrote to a church in Rome, right? Corinthians, the book of Corinthians was wrote to the Corinthian church over in Corinth. Ephesus, Ephesians was wrote to a church that Paul planted. Church, not a home church. It was wrote to a church, Ephesus. And I thought about it. I thought, you know what, Satan, you can attack the gathering, the assembling together of God's people all you want. But the truth will always come out. God said if we will know the truth, if we continue in his word, if we abide in him, continue in his word, we'll know the truth and the truth will make us free. Free from lies. Free. Giving is attacked. More than I've ever seen it today. Under the law, they say. Oh, you know, the churches are just... If I was Satan, I would attack it too. I would attack the church because if you could stop the assembling together of God's people all over the world and get them to quit giving finances to the Lord, honoring the Lord, you could shut down the gospel in a big, big, big major way. But it's never going to happen. Because his sheep hear his voice, and another they will not follow. The seekers, we are to be yielded and led by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is quickening you to the Word of God, everybody on the planet can be against it and come against it, but you stand firm. You stand firm on God's Word, and God will perform His Word. Mac, they told me I couldn't make no money in cows. God told me to get cows. I scored on cows. I'm way better off financially. In 6 years, I am way better off financially because I obeyed the Lord in spite of everybody's experience. Believe in God. You can have cows, but it's not the cows. It's the obedience to the Lord, whatever He's telling you. He'll give you witty inventions. He'll give you wisdom. When you stand firm. See, he can only move because of his people's faith in him. That's why Satan is majorly, always has my whole Christian life attacked my faith. He's done it through church people. Sinners don't ever attack it. They're like, ooh, I wish I could do that and believe like that. I'm like, you can. Just get married to Jesus. Just get in a relationship with Jesus, and then you can have the God kind of faith, which I didn't get on my own. But you know what? They told me that I would be broke if I would be in ministry because I'm just supposed to be humble. That's not what the Scripture says. The Bible says, muzzle not the ox that treads out the corn. In other words, take care of them. Right? And you know what? I was willing to pastor with no money and did it for year after year after year, did it because I was serving Jesus following the call of God. That is why I preach it really strongly in this place, and I believe it's in every church. It's very important that you find out the will of God for your life, ministry, your personally, especially personally. You seek God's will, You know, I mean, they told me that I would be broke as a preacher. But I found out in the Bible, praise God, that Jesus took poverty on him that I could be wealthy. And so I started believing that. And because I believe, I got persuaded by the Holy Spirit. I chose to believe the Word of God, and then it began to start happening in my life. Then it persuaded me to tell Mac. To tell Mac there's a better way to prosper. Spirit, soul, and body, hallelujah. So, all week long I have been feeling discouragement. I ain't been discouraged. I choose not to get discouraged. I will not be discouraged. I have felt discouragement in the spirit realm. You know, no reason in the natural. And I thought, man, if everybody's feeling this, if they're not aware of that, they're going to give in to that and they're going to feel even worse. And so I thought the body of Christ has to learn to encourage themselves in the Lord. So the more that I felt that, the more that I worked for the kingdom. I washed the box truck. That baby looks good when I drive it in here Sunday. I mean, I cleaned the box truck. I come down here, done some things for the Lord. Seek first the kingdom. When you feel these things, get up and be active. See, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. That's not a scripture. But it is. But a strong mind that is going forward in the Lord. See, whenever the enemy is coming against you in the spirit realm, rise up. Rise up and tell him what the Bible says. The Bible says that I'm strong in the Lord. Tells me commands me in Ephesians 16, be strong in the Lord and then the power of his might. That's not if you want to, that's do it. The Bible says whatsoever things you, we believe her eyes are going to be better immediately. Why? Because of Mark 11. Whatsoever things we desire her to be healed. When we pray, we did it. Believe we receive it, we did, and we'll have it. It's going to happen. That is the power of the Word of God. That if you will embrace it and you will believe it, stand firm, hallelujah, with your body. My body's tried to stop me for 30 years. Now I go and I hear about old age. It's happening to you. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to you. You're going to blah, 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 blah. And I don't doubt their experience. But I simply refuse to believe it. I know that the Bible says my outward man is getting older and perishing, but my inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. I tell my body, you're going. You're going to. You're going. You're not going. You're not going. I tell it because I realize and you need a revelation of your body is not you. You are in that body. And that body is yours to maintain. You do it through faith, through the Scripture. How does faith come? By hearing and hearing by the Word. Romans 10:17. He says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You know, I'm not shocked, but this church, they call it a little church, but we're not little. There's nothing, even if it's a single minister out in a cow pasture preaching in the air is not a little ministry if he's out there by the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's just as major as a building with 150 people. See, the Bible says, as you think in your heart, so are you. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself more than a conqueror? Or are you looking at how it looks to determine what you are? See, that's overcomers. Overcomers, they look at the Word of God. They spend time with God, so they're encouraged in here by the Holy Spirit. They don't go after things, they go after God. But give me Psalms 27. Whoo, she's fast as Beth. That's probably not the one I wanted, but that's okay. I got it down first, but I think I should have had it last, but that's good. David, the psalmist David, he said, I would have fainted. You will too. Unless you believe to see God's goodness. How do you know God's goodness? God's word. You are the head, not the tail. You will lend and not borrow. Right? That's what the Scripture says. So you've got to believe that before it happens. I laid hands on my house, Matt, in 2007, after I had waited 10 years. I knew God was going to give me a house, but I didn't have the address. I couldn't find the address in the Bible. I tried to put chapters together to come up with an address and different things and look to see if I could do all of that. That they were doing numbers back then. Numbers mean something. And it does. So I never could find my address. And so I waited and I waited and I waited. And had I not believed God, I would have fainted while I was waiting on the promise that God was going to give me and Teresa a house. Then whenever God did bring it, it was impossible for us to get it. But I knew what the Bible says. I believe it's in Mark 9:23. It says, all things are possible to them that believe. Now the looking in the natural of it looked impossible. That's when you believe. When it looks impossible. That's when your faith will work. Right? Looks like all your bills ain't going to be paid. Don't believe it. Just doubt that. If you're going to doubt anything, doubt that. God said, I supply all. Paul said, he will supply all of your needs according to his riches. If you need, he will do it. And so, when it comes down to it, I don't know how God done it, can't explain it today, But I checked. I checked in the bank, and I had the money. I called all of the door companies that I got doors from then to see which one I owed money to. And I called all of them. I said, "What's my balance?" I'm sitting down here in the post office parking lot doing it. I said, "What's my balance?" They said, "Zero." Called another one. "What's my balance?" "Zero." Every one of them was zero, and I almost fell out of the truck because I had the down payment. I couldn't tell you really where it come from and all of that. It was there. And then I called them again just to double check and make sure they didn't miss it, because I didn't want to take what wasn't mine and then be fixed. Well, okay, I get in there and I'm up there when the Lord quickened me to this place. As I went by, showed me a for sale sign in the dirt, just barely could see the for sale sign. The place had never been put up for sale by the owner, but there was a for sale sign. I went and found out, and all the neighbors didn't want to get me in touch with the owner because they wanted part of the land. But see, it had to be 2007 because she only would have thought about selling it in 2007. Period. It would have never been to sale before then. Her husband died. Her son's in California. They built the house for their son. They'd had it rented out, all that. And the people took her to court that lived there and tried to take it. See, it was mine. God had it built back yonder in the 70s for me. He had that man and all of that, and it wouldn't sell till then. So anyhow, I'm up there, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, "This is yours." And I can show you where I was standing on that property before I talked to the lady that owned it. And I drawed a line. I was kind of thought it like Jesus. He drawed a line, y'all. "You without sin, cast the first stone." Y'all remember? That's what I thought. So I drawed a line, praise God, down there, and I said, "See, Satan, I believed. You tried to lie to me. You tried to convince me all these years that I would not have this brick house with a bunch of land." I told him. I didn't need to church her or no. I told him. And then he come back and give me this thought: "You're going to get it, but you're never going to enjoy it." Well, I told him today, I said, "Satan," I said, "I stood firm." That's the title. Whatever you're believing God for, don't waver. Just don't waver. I told him today, I said, "Satan," I said, "I've been living on this that you said I wouldn't enjoy for 18 years. I said, there can't nothing kill me. They can't anything stop me. I'm in the will of God." If you ain't in the will of God, your adversary, the devil, will take your life. He will get you into sin and destruction and lead you down a path that your life, when you look around, you can see countless people that ain't followed the Lord and their lives are not good. And y'all young teenagers, you think I'm old. I'm not. I'm only 59. Only. I can arm wrestle either one of you and throw you down. 59 is not old. I'm young, hallelujah. And I feel good. I'm actually, guys, when God takes you on this journey he's going to have you on, you won't be thinking about at 23, "I'll be glad when I can retire and do nothing." Because he puts the doer on the inside of you that causes you to want to succeed. And that success drives you in your 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. And I don't know about 60s, but I know it's been working up till now. And look at Mac. Driving him in his 60s. You ain't in your 70s yet, are you? Well, you're not there. There's an anointing for your 20s. If I'd have got saved at a teenager, mine and Teresa's life would have been a lot better the first 7 years of hell we went through in marriage. I promise you. If we had a new Jesus, if we'd have followed Jesus, if we'd have been following Jesus. I know Jesus to some is not very popular. He don't have to be. See, the Bible says the preaching of the gospel is foolish to those that are perishing. But it is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. Hallelujah. It's the power of God. He said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's us today. I believe to see God's goodness. And I'm going to encourage you. You don't look at the people not coming. You go out there and you praise God for them. Say, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, the next service, there's going to be new people. You're going to bring them in, Lord. Instead of sitting and entertaining the thoughts of, they just ain't coming. They won't come. People won't come. That's what he wants you to believe. He wants you to believe what you see. Because the Bible says a wise church, a wise person wins so. Wants them here. We want them in church. We want them serving God. He says we're wise when we do that. When we have a heart's desire for people to come to the house of God. We carry the presence of Jesus Christ. Why would I not want them in here? Because in the presence of the Lord, they will feel freedom. They will know, they will pick up on out of the spirit realm, there's more to this thing than what I thought. I'm kind of surprised. I'm 7 years pastoring this church. 2002, I thought I wouldn't make it 5 years. I thought I would run out of sermons in three. You know, at least 3 years. And here I am 27 years later, I'm still not running out of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moves on to us, praise the Lord, to preach the Word of God. You know, I went back in my little foot locker thing, whatever it is, and I drug out sermons all the way back to in the 90s. And you know what I was preaching back then, Mac? Same thing I'm preaching now. Same thing. I mean, what else am I going to preach? Christ crucified. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You've never been, once you get born again, before, but other than in God. And it is never the excitement for the Lord to me never gets dull. The more that I walk with Him and follow Him, the more that I want and desire Him and desire His manifestation and to see His glory in salvation. And you guys, Doris, I mean, God set her up. I can carry you all the way back and write a book about Doris. How she got born again. Her and Roger begin to walk with the Lord. He began to have desires to do things, and the things, the decisions he made sometimes, you know, was contrary to ours. And I mean, we all go there. We have to follow the Lord, right? Everybody's not going to agree with you if you really got it from the Lord and you're really following the Lord. Everybody's not going to see it. And that's a challenge to you because you want everybody to like your vision and like what you're doing and all of that, but it's just not going to happen at times. That don't mean you get rebellious and you're just, you know, an island to yourself. No, you stay in the right spirit, you stay strong, because now in her later years, she is very well set up by the Lord. supplied. I'm talking about his goodness. Sandy too. I mean, I've seen both of them go through hell in the hallway, so to speak. But I've seen God come through time and time and time again. Sandy went through one time and I thought she wasn't going to be able to stay here. And I went on a 2 or 3 day fast for you, Sandy, because I believed it was God's will. There was a battle in her house. She goes to one church and he goes to another church and the two beliefs just clash. And he, you know, and all kinds. So I went on a fast and believed to see the goodness of God. And she's my trophy. She's been here 27 years. 28, I guess, however long we've been here. See, I believed to see the goodness of God just concerning that. And y'all guys, look, if it had been left up to Satan, this man wouldn't be sitting on this front pew right now. But because Mac had a heart after God, all the things that come against him, all the things, you know, and proof is he loved the Lord. And God began to reveal to Mac by himself things that people might have tried to convince Mac, that, but there's only one that convinced you, and that's the Holy Spirit. You, me, that's all of us. And once he convinced, Mac would not be in the will of God. And Mac is blessing the nursing home. Blessing, he's the last one that I would have picked to reach his sister. She pulled a gun on him before. Didn't she?
More than once.
A little fireball. A little, her father the devil. But over the course, God just kept dealing with Mac and changing Mac and all of that, you know, and bringing that love of God that was put in him when he received Jesus, me and you, brought that love, began to surface that love. The Bible says that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5. That is God kind of love. That love can love beyond that natural. It can love when everybody else has done give up. That kind of love keeps you going. And I would have not picked Mac. Not just you, Mac. No, but you're amazed at how God's doing it. Turn that thing around. Having a relationship. That's profound. That's supernatural. You know? Mac, I mean stealing for his dogs. Broke. Nowhere to live, losing everything. And God turned everything around. Now he's able to give a lady his car. Can you drive a stick shift?
Yeah. Felt good.
Felt good. Hallelujah. That's why I own stuff and let people use it. More blessed is it to give than it is to receive. Hallelujah. Well, give me the next one. Whatever it is, Samantha, I know something. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord uphold him. Well, that's what he's done to you, Mac. You might have stumbled and failed at stuff, not understanding, not seeing, like we all have, and grew and come and developing and all of that, but God kept you. He said, the Lord uphold him with his hand. Psalmist David, he said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And the Lord quickened that to me 28 years ago. That stuck out to me, that bottom part. I thought, this man has been young and he's went through all these battles and these things in his life. Saul trying to kill him, remember that? He's been through all of this stuff and he can testify that the righteous, he's not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And that is when one of the moments in my life that God quickened me, a revelation to me that I was not a beggar. That God would never let me fail. that God would see me, God would strengthen me. Whatever I needed, God would be there and God would help me, and God would make sure that my steps that He's already. That's why we got to find out His will and follow Him, because God establishes our steps. God establishes our life. That's what he said. The steps of a good man are ordered by the ordained of the Lord. And God is delighted in it. He said, I have been... Give me the next one, Samantha. Oh, there it is. I sought the Lord and he heard me. What do you think? God don't hear you when you tell him? According to the psalmist, he heard him. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And deliver me from all of my fears. They looked unto him, and we was talking about looking unto Jesus Sunday. They looked to him. They trusted in him. Paul trusted in God. The psalmist, he trusted in the Lord and saved him. He said the poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Mac, you feel guilty sometimes, you say it. You poor man, you cried to the Lord. You gave your heart to him. And the Lord heard you. And he saved you out of all your troubles. Ain't that great? That's awesome, ain't it? Have you got troubles today? You ain't got no troubles. I'm just telling you. If you'll believe, all you need is faith in God. You ain't got no troubles. They might be troubles all around, but those will turn in. Listen, there is no testimony without a test. A testimony that you have is the evidence of God's provision. You got it? When you testify how good God is, that is testimony of his goodness. That's your realizing and knowing. Without a test, there will be no testimony. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need a good devil. Now, we want to rebuke that one. But you know, Mac, I was in the shower when I lived at Rosa, and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, bigger levels, bigger devils. In other words, I knew the scripture where it says he's taking us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. What the Bible says. We'll go from one level of faith to another level of faith. And then I realized when he spoke that to me that there was adversaries going to be coming against me. Might be through people, might be through work, might be through ministry, different things, you know. Just like what I've been feeling for 2 or 3 days, just discouraged in the spirit realm. See, that's coming out from principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. That's why the Bible says that we are not to conform to this world. We're not to conform to that. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, according to Romans 12. It says, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. And does what? Delivers them. There's been times when I've been in a wrong spirit, married, and my wife stood firm on faith. In faith. There's been times whenever she was in the flesh and I'm in a wrong spirit and I had to stand firm. That's going to happen in your house. If I hadn't changed, she has the ability and strength to go on because the Lord delivered her. Those that reverence God, look to God. He brings deliverance. These angels are working for you. They will minister to you as well as the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, not cursed, not oppressed. I mean, our mind tries to figure out how to get in the joy of the Lord. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is what strengthens me. It's my strength. That's why last few days, no work. And I feel guilty not to go to work. Some people pray not to get work. I can't get it. I won't. I told the Lord today, I said, as for me, Lord, thank you, Lord, for all of my work, all of my garage doors, all of them. As for me, Lord, I'm going to prosper. I'm going to be diligent. The hand of the diligent will bear rule. The hand of the slothful will be put to forced labor. I did not write that, but that is happening today. I told the devil when I went to the grocery store one time and Teresa told me, see, she dealt with not having enough in which bill to pay with what we had. Which one was the most important one? Because that's all she had to pay. And we had a bunch of them. She had to pray and see which one did God say for her to pay. Well, I didn't really realize it because I'm out working and different things and if your wife is good about taking care of money, let her over it. It's God. I wanted to buy boats and drag them up. Forget the bills, man. I'm going to have something to do here. And so anyways, I go to the grocery store with her and she has a calculator. And she says, she hands me the calculator. I said, what's that for? She said, to make sure you each thing I get, you're going to have to add the taxes to make sure when we get up there, we don't have to put nothing back. And I'm telling you, I felt defeated for the first time in a long time. And I thought, man, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize she's facing all this. So we go on, you know, and I calculated it up and all of that, and I went and helped her unload the groceries, and I went out of there, and I told Satan, I said, I want you to mark it down in your calendar if you have one. Not many days hence. And then I went and told her, I said, not many days from now, you will not have a calculator. I didn't know I needed to address that. See, what you allow, Satan will keep on and keep you broke. Keep you weak. He'll keep you aggravated, upset. I'm not just talking about money. He'll keep you down there where God can't move. See, the children of Israel, the church might not believe it, some of them today, but God is limited with unbelief. He can't move for you if you won't believe him. Unbelief is simply believing contrary to God's word. I don't know if God will or not. I don't know if it's God's will or not. That's what, Satan. It might not be God's will. I was getting a haircut the other day, and I got to be careful because they listen to us. Because I talked about how she got talking about the Lord, you know, and buzzed me up and cut me short and all that stuff, you know, and got back down there, and she's like, I don't know if I want to give you a haircut or not. And I'm like, uh-oh. I said, well, listen, you didn't listen to the full thing I was talking about. You preaching. That's good in here. So she was kind of nervous about getting me. Well, anyhow, this talking about one of them said something about, you know, brought Job up and had been through some stuff and I let him go on, you know, and go on. Satan tried to pull poor old Job on me too. God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what he said, but he was ignorant. He didn't have the Holy Spirit like we do. Jesus hadn't come yet. He didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. You know? Well, anyways, I let him go on and I said, well, I said, yeah, but what does the last chapter say about what God's intentions was for Job all along? I said, look, what he did, he tripled him up with everything. I said, that was the purpose of God all along. The expected end. See, when I heard that, I went and looked into it a little bit and read into it, and he was making some mistakes. Job was. sacrificing for his kids' sins, fear, all of that stuff, you know. And God actually got on to him a little bit. Some church people, his brothers and sisters in the Lord, they went down there and said, "What sin have you done?" I mean, them church critics. You know, you have church critics, Sandy. But that's okay. See, you got to have your kid guard your heart. Guard your heart, because the Bible says out of it flows the issues of life. There's nothing, there's not too much a greater hurt than when one of your brothers hurts you in church. A brother offended is harder to win back than a walled city. So we endeavor, we're never going to be offended. I don't care if you get bald-headed. Richard, I'm going to love you all the way bald-headed. I don't care if you're confessing fat all the time, you're just getting fatter. You have what you say. I heard him the other day, this old fat man, and I'm like, "Man, you better quit saying that. You have what you say. You're getting fatter and fatter. I'm just getting fatter. I'm getting fatter." He spoke 3 pounds on him last week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I don't speak of that. Because I know. Teresa, she said, "Move right over here." Back there a while ago. And I said, "What?" She said, "Move over here." She took my shirt and stretched it. Stretched it out so you couldn't see it, you know, curving around, I guess. But you know what, praise God, I'm not going to go around saying my metabolism slowed down. I'm telling you, I just pour the pounds on. I eat just a little bit and get fatter. No, if I want to get rid of this, I quit saying that and I do some crunches or treadmill. Aiden, I give him some Gatorade before service. You know, I said, "You want some Gatorade?" "Yeah, Papa, I want some." So he got him a glass and he poured it in there. He's out there and had the Gatorade drinking and had his arm up like that. He said, "There's protein in it, ain't they, Papa?" He's drinking that Gatorade. There's protein in it. Evidently, he knows protein builds muscles. I told him, I said, "Protein don't build muscles." I said, "Protein helps you, as you work it out, build muscle." I said, "The Gatorade's doing nothing far as building muscles." See how easy it is? Drink this and I'll get skinny. They got skinny pills on there now. Take these skinny pills, you know, without doing anything. Didn't have to change lifestyle. That's a lie. I don't believe it. But you know what, praise God? The Bible don't say that exercise don't profit nothing. But he's talking about godly exercise, prophets. So I want to encourage you tonight, stand firm in what you're believing God for. Believe for ministry. I don't have time for ministry. That's a lie of the devil. You can work a full-time 40 and 60 hours a week job and do all kinds of ministry because I know I did it. I did it in God's grace and God's ability and enjoyed all of it. I didn't enjoy the challenges, but, I mean, I'm going down one time and I'm walking with this big, tall jailer in the jail. I was going to the jail, and they had to escort you down to the, you know, where you go to minister. And we're walking down through there, and all of a sudden I heard him, and he's going, and he's wiping tears. And I looked up at him, and I thought, "You big crybaby, man. What's wrong with him, man? He's a big old dude, you know." And we're just walking down through there, you know, and he starts confessing to me of his life and how he felt and all of that, man. And I mean, I'm like, man, what a God. I'm in the same jail I've been put in a bullpen with, locked up, you know. And now I'm over on the other side, and I'm preaching the gospel to the jailer. And I'm like, man, I was about 28 years old. I lived there and I thought, what a God I serve, man. I never dreamed that I would get to tell this guy that there's hope for him in his marriage. Just because he was a big guy and I mean, his life had crumbled. And on the outside, you couldn't tell it. But on the inside, he was crying out for help. And the Lord wants to use you. He wants to use you. But if Satan can keep you all just up in your trials and all of that, and get your eyes on things not working out so that you're not exercising your faith, you'll get discouraged and you'll run across them and you'll think, man, there's no hope for them. But you know what? When you're strong and all that, you'll be like, glory to God, Jesus. If you'll let Jesus into your situation, your life will turn around. Yes. Hallelujah. See, God's not wanting us to get older and less useful. He's wanting us to be willing to be used by Him, and He will open opportunities like, well, Matt, y'all guys, we get them all the time to help people, praise God. So I want to encourage you, but stand firm. Stand firm and don't waver in what you're believing God for your body, for finances, for a home, to be debt-free, whatever you're believing God for, but occupy till Jesus comes. Be effective right now. Hallelujah. It's like Travis one time, you know, he had it in his mind, when I get 18, I'm moving out, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the way them teenagers think, I'm going to get freedom. I'm going to get freedom. Ask him. Are you freer right now than you was then? No, he's got all kind of bills, a wife and kids, and I mean, praise the Lord. See, Satan was trying to deceive him. So I told him one time, I said, you're going to have rules when you leave. You get married. Your husband ain't going to let you hang out with everybody you hung out with. Right? You ain't going to do what you used to do. Y'all going out and hanging out just because you're breathing each other's air and all that. All that changes. Life sets in. Then you're really going to need Jesus. And he tried to get you while you was not interested in him to get interested in him so he could spare you from all the agony you're going through. Amen. And it's not old folk telling you that. Praise God. It's wise. Because they know the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for everyone here, Lord, and those listening by way of internet, Lord. And if you're lost without Jesus here, or you're listening by it, whatever way you're listening, and you say, I want to know the Lord. I'm a poor man. I'll cry out to him and I want to be delivered. All you've got to do, Jesus died for you. Jesus came and hung on that cross and took stripes and satisfied God for you so that you can be in right standing with Him. So if you're lost without the Lord and you say, tonight's the night, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus, right there in your living room, wherever you're at, all you've got to do, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm telling you, there's safety in the arms of Jesus when you're following Jesus. So if that's you, give your heart to Jesus. If you're away from the Lord and out of church, don't believe the lies of the enemy. I mean, get up and fight the good fight of faith. Get up and fight again. Now, all you got to do is get up and fight again, and He will give strength to you, and He'll give you a conquer. He'll raise that conquering spirit up once again in you. Praise God. So if that's you, give your heart back to Jesus. Anybody here tonight? You know, you want prayer before we dismiss. Anybody? All right, let's stand to our feet and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. All right, has anybody got any announcements? I got the food today, so.